Hey, greetings, everybody. It is time to bring our edification audio. It's Brother Tupos with
Sister Amen once again.
My gospel ministry partner right here with me. Sister Amen, I'm going to let you go first. We hope you're all having a great day. What do you got for us today, Sister Amen? Any thoughts on your mind after this glorious day we had?
Yep. Had a nice walk with a sister this morning. Took the children for the witness walk.
Yeah, so our ministry partners, Brother Zelos and Sister Cara, traveling, living, and van life with us. You guys went for a walk. What'd you do?
We didn't really need anything, but we just wanted to go for a walk, share the gospel, and, we were going to look for one thing, but anyway, as we were walking down the road, we handed out gospel cards along the way to people in the stores and things.
Being salt and light.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome, and then, we were looking for a funnel, a water funnel. I'll talk about water later, but we did get the funnel, so that was awesome. But yeah, quite a few gospel cards went out. It was pretty nice, good conversations too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And while you guys walked down there, brother and I sat in a marketplace, and a man overheard us talking, and what came out of it was he got the gospel. He asked us to help a man who lives in a hotel that's claiming to be a believer, and he gave us a phone number to his brother-in-law, who's a modern pastor. So, and I forgot. I witnessed to a man who saw our vans out there, asked about them, and I got to witness the gospel to him. So,
yeah,
it was very fruitful this morning in the marketplace. Sisters were walking around and handing out gospel cards, so it was a good way to start the day.
Yeah,
as we're getting to know these, we know them, but we're getting to know this couple in person, and we're just kind of living our lives together out here. It's kind of awesome. And we had a phone call this afternoon, and I'll talk about some things on that. But anything else you want to share, Sister Amen?
Yeah, water.
Water, it's always a big deal in van life.
It is. Water is one of the things, especially for Titus 2, when you're washing dishes, cooking with it, cleaning yourself, washing clothes, and things like that. So you're always looking for water, and you never get tired of it. And so, like, today I'll just give a quick example. One of the restrooms were open, and the sink was available in there. So
at the park.
Yep, at the park. And then you just take your gallon jug with a funnel, and you have two cups, and you're filling one cup while you're dumping the other one in the jug. And it's just patient, one after the other, one after the other. Then you walk it back, and you come back and get more. And I told Sister, I said, you know, every time I do this, I don't get tired of doing it. It just makes me more thankful for that water. And then it reminds me to be even more thankful for all the other things in our life.
Yeah.
You know, because this van life really strips you down.
Oh, yeah.
And I was also thinking how water can kill us, like we see in Genesis 6:17. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die.
Yeah, water can bring life or judgment.
Yep, or it can save us and bring life.
Yeah.
John 4:13-14. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Yeah, amen. That's awesome.
So as I go about just water duties, there's so many things to think about in the Lord and be thankful. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, and teaching other people in van life where to find water. Brother found a water spigot where we were at the marketplace today, and he got to fill up a gallon there. So it's just little things that you do here and there, and you're thankful for those small things.
Yeah, the things you used to take for granted.
Yeah.
Possibly, you know, certain things or whatever. Dig deep and be thankful for everything, sisters.
Yeah. Those little things all add up when you're on the road.
They do.
We had a phone call, as I was saying, with the brothers we got on, and we were practicing some witnessing role-playing. That's always an interesting thing, where we give brothers words and ideas and conversation that we know that we've experienced, and we give a new brother, another brother, a chance to talk through it and witness the gospel. So that was really interesting. And then we started talking about the way, and a lot of people miss us. John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So everybody pretty much understands life. He's eternal life. Yeah, they know he's truth, even though they ignore it and they don't live in the truth. Most of the churchianity systems, none of them live in the truth. That word, those words, I am the way. I thought it was interesting. If you look up that word way, I think I'm going to do a teaching on this. It actually means a progress. like an avenue, like a journey. It's a verb. It's like something you're going on. You're moving on the way. It's like I said to the brother, if he's late for dinner, we call him up and we say, where are you? And he says, I'm on the way. It's an action word. It's a verb. He's moving. And so Jesus is the way. We study doctrine in God's word to obey it, and that puts us on the way to follow him. And I just thought it was a interesting concept because most people don't think about that. They think Jesus is the way. He did it all. He makes the way. He just follows the way. No, we're called to follow him on the way. What do you think about that, Sister Anna?
I like that. You know, I like being on this way rather than the old way I used to be on.
The narrow way versus the broad road to destruction.
Definitely. Yeah. That is a really interesting thing to think about.
Yeah, it's a good concept to think about. Does your faith life have you on the journey of the way? Meaning it's active. Mm-hmm. You're putting everything to work, to use, to the knowledge you have in the doctrine, in the instruction, in the scriptures, to be on the way. You're on the way to the kingdom of God.
Right. Amen.
Most people claiming Christ are sitting by the roadside in a ditch not doing anything.
Yeah.
They're not on the way. They're not following. So I thought that was a pretty good concept.
They might be looking at it, but they're not doing anything on it.
Yeah, amen. And then we were focusing on the gospel, and I told a brother this, and it kind of hit him. I said, you may be the only true saint that person will ever meet. And he took that serious. He's like, wow, this is serious stuff. Yeah, absolutely. They're so few true saints preaching the true gospel. When you meet somebody and you tell them the truth, it's a good chance they'll never hear that from anybody else.
Yeah.
That's pretty sobering.
It is. It makes you really stand up and take charge of what the Lord has put you responsible for.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And then when we went to the park today, brother and I were each working on our vans, and a man went walking by with another man, and brother offered him a gospel card, and it led to a really interesting witnessing conversation. Maybe that's one we could put up at the top of the edification page. We got the audio.
Mm-hmm.
We could put that up. And it led to him talking the things of God, but I thought it was interesting. As soon as I pressured him to the point of, will you come out of the world and will you lose your life for Christ? He was like, oh, you're asking a lot from a stranger. I'm out of here. And he pretty much left real quick. And it reminded me of the rich man. The rich man said, how do we inherit eternal life? Jesus said, one thing you lack. He couldn't handle that. Oh, this is hard. And it says he went away sad.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't handle it. So, but we got to speak truth into this man's life, so that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I mentioned role-playing. We were just telling people to focus on the gospel. It's okay to point out people's error in their religion or in their churches or error in their own life, but you got to get back to the gospel because that's really what they need.
Right.
Focus on the gospel.
Yep, the foundation, the core, because without it, we're nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else, Sister Amen?
I have a scripture verse.
Go ahead with a scripture verse.
Mm-hmm.
We love the Word of God.
We do. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses.
Yeah.
There's a lot in there. Before many witnesses.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. A lot of people look at the fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life.
Lay hold. There's that action. Grab on to the way. Walk on the way. Follow the way.
Right? Go. Get going.
Go. Get going. I like that. That's pretty awesome. Tomorrow, since it's the world's Thanksgiving holiday, we don't do anything for Thanksgiving, but everything's pretty much closed. We're just going to have fellowship and hang out. I think we're working on some projects together. We're looking for maybe an event to do this weekend. It's kind of neat. All the brothers are going to be off work together, so we'll get a lot of time together, be in the Word and all that kind of stuff. We're going to do the Lord's Supper together coming up this weekend, so looking forward to that. The weather looks like it's going to hold and be pretty decent for outside. Sunny and in the 40s and 50s, and we can survive that. Not bad.
Yeah, whatever. It's all good.
We've been starting our little fire at night, and I think we got a picture of us three of the brothers over the little fire that I started, and that's always, a fire always warms you up.
Yeah, it does. You know, when we're out in the cold and you got that little fire going, even if the fire wasn't there, but just simple food, simple fellowship, praising the Lord, it makes me think about, you know, when they were traveling.
Like Acts 2, yeah.
Yeah, town to town as Jesus and and everybody was traveling in the beginning, you know.
Yeah,
a lot of hardships.
We're just out here in the world, and we don't belong to the world. We don't belong in the world, but we're out here proclaiming the gospel, and We just trust in the Lord to put people in our path that need to hear it.
Yeah, no matter where you go, be ready, because I just thought of something. When we were getting water, we were walking out, and a woman came in, and we scared her. She wasn't expecting anybody in there, and she said something about a good scare or whatever, and I said, well, here, we'll give you some good news, and I gave her a gospel card.
Brother Zello said, I think they're witnessing somebody in the bathroom. I said, are you sure? He said, I thought I heard have a good afternoon.
Yeah, it was good pretty job. Funny, so I was laughing with Sister saying, see, you always got to be ready, and you can be witnessing anywhere. She witnessed to somebody in the restroom as they were traveling.
Be ready to have a give an answer for the hope that lies within you.
Yeah.
I have a scripture verse, Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I'm doing a teaching on right-hand theology. That'll be coming up. Probably get it done tomorrow. And that'll bless you. The Bible talks about the right hand a lot, and I like that. In his presence is the fullness of joy.
Yeah, I like that.
In Christ, there's nothing else we need.
Yeah, fullness pretty much says it all, doesn't
it's full.
It? I mean, it is.
There's
what it
no
is.
More.
Like
your cup
that.
Is full. When you pour it, it overflows.
Yeah.
There's no more room for anything else.
No, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right, I guess we're going to leave it right there. We got to get some things done before we hit the sack for tonight, and we hope that you have a glorious night, morning, day, afternoon, wherever you are. And most of all, we hope that you are following Christ on the right and narrow way. Ponder that.
I like that.
There'll be a teaching coming up of that soon. We love you all. Let us know how we can help you in the faith.
Love to you all. May God be praised.